This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling up on Free FM, RFM, and MP. As always, I'm Grady, and live on Discord, we got Josh.
Hey!
Gonna take a look at AAA Raider Rez. We previewed it last week, so it makes sense to take a quick look at the results. We only had three matches last weekend, so it's not a huge amount. But I do want to give you credit for getting pretty close to the Flammer Open Challenge person who took it up. Yeah, we'll go with that phrasing. As it was Bailey. It wasn't Charlotte, but it was Bailey.
Yeah, I mean, but I just threw it out, Charlotte, out like a pie in the sky. Like, sending Charlotte to go put over somebody in AAA would have been amazing, but Bailey's the perfect person if you want to do that. Because she's willing to do that, no matter what. We've seen that multiple times, that she's willing to do anything to better other people. So this was perfect. I honestly should have said Bailey to begin with, because I should have gone with what would have been more likely.
Yeah, I think it's like, if you're looking at Bailey putting people over, especially even in championship matches, if you want to relate the two, we had this match with Flammer at Red Rares here, and then we also had the match on Raw, Intercontinental Championship on the line, putting over AJ Lee as well. So, you know, Bailey just doing her best work.
Yep. But that's the thing. I think Bailey is, one, the most humble of the four horsewomen, and two, probably the most underrated because of her willingness to work with other people and put them over. She doesn't have quite as much as the accolades as the other members, but she does have quite a few accolades anyway.
Yeah, I think that's always what's kind of stuck out for her, right? And yeah, it's doing her well. I think she'll have a long career, and the match with Flammer here was pretty good. Not a title change, you know. As soon as Bailey picks it up, I don't expect Bailey to become the AAA Women's Champion. But gets a few new more challenges in for Flammer, which we'll see where she goes in terms of who may actually end up taking that title off her down the line.
I will say this. There was one other person I would have been interested in seeing it show up, mm-hmm. simply because they haven't wrestled in about, 12 years, I think, since she signed with the company to become a trainer, and that would be Sarah Amano revisiting Sarah Delray, her old character, and just having a one-off. That would have been fun.
Yeah, it's fair. That would have been a banger. Yeah.
And I think Bailey would be a perfect person to succeed her once her career is over in the ring. Because I think Bailey has the perfect mindset to be a great trainer and teacher.
100%. I think Sarah Amano sort of comes in under the radar, I think, for a lot of people who maybe you don't watch the behind-the-scenes stuff or the Performance Center stuff and, you know, read about all the praise she gets, or were aware of her game prior to ending up as a trainer. I'd do a little one-off. I'd be happy with it. And then AAA Mega Championship, both of them were on the line. It was Dominic Mysterio and Vikingo. No DQ match. Mysterio just kicked Finn Balor out of Judgment Day. It seemed as though everything was lined up for Mysterio to lose his title, but he pulled it out. We still got Dominic as champion.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, ultimately, probably for the best. Because obviously the Mexican fans do not want Vikingo as champion. That's just like the number one thing they don't want. So it makes sense. I think I think ultimately, with the other match we're going to be talking about, I think Dominic does make 1,000 times more sense in that match.
Yeah, we'll just go over to it. Why don't we? It was the Raid of Reyes tournament final. Four guys had qualified through Fatal Four Ways to be there. It was La Parca, Gable Americano, and Kaiser Americano, as well as Santos Escobar. And the one that we thought was going to come out on top was, and it was Kaiser Americano, now as your Raid of Reyes winner. And earns himself a shot against Dominic Mysterio for that AAA Mega Championship.
Yeah. And I mean, so I think, ultimately, I think this was the right call with having Dominic retain, because ultimately, if you had Vikingo win, then you're just playing hot potato, because with the title, with their most important title, with all that history in it, because you can't have Kaiser Americano challenge for this title and not win it. I think there would be a full-on Mexican Revolution if that happens. And those get bloody bloody.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is just a matter of time until Kaiser does end up picking up the championship. And so, yeah, I guess you're right. I think previously in our preview show, I had picked Hot Potato as my option, as Vikingo winning it and then Americano getting it down the line. And in hindsight, yeah, it makes sense to keep it on Dom here, and you can still have Kaiser pick up the championship whenever you need to. And maybe that's the match that Finn can interfere in. I don't know. I haven't watched a whole lot of AAA previously. I don't know how long this usually takes for the Raid of Reyes winner to get their championship opportunity. If it's, you know, a couple weeks, if it's at their next show, which I think was put in for May, whether that's something they might do at WrestleMania, I don't know. I guess we are in a new era for AAA, so things could be a little different anyway. But to keep an eye on the Americanos, they did go head-to-head. So we saw them kind of go head-to-head at Raid of Reyes, but they went one-on-one on Raw, and it was also Kaiser Americano that picked up the win, but in a black mask playing the heel, because the American crowd. And they don't seem to be finished, obviously, so where do you think that story's going to be hidden?
I kind of feel like a one-on-one match at WrestleMania with mask versus mask. I almost feel like that's got to happen. And hopefully once this match happens, we can move the heck on for Chad Gable, and because it has bogged down severely as a result of him, when him coming back as still as this role.
Yeah, it feels like somebody got in their head, the two Americanos going head to head. And I don't know. It's when I look at everything Americano, both guys, from the start to now, the greatest stuff is Kaiser Americano in AAA. The matches he's putting on over there with those talents, overness of him as a character over there, and I really hope that however they get there, whether it takes another month for WrestleMania, we don't lose that part, because that feels like a massive mistake to not capitalize on that. If somehow, you know, they just Gable came out and interfered and ruined Kaiser's title shot, and then they go to the mask versus mask and Gable wins it, I'm just gonna be hitting my head against a desk, because Gable, he did great. He did good. Let's go with that. Gable did good. Kaiser did great. And we can't have them both playing this character. Just let the guy who's already running laps with this character take it, run with it. Gable can make anything work. And I think the people generally, the reason they're cheering Gable Americano is because they like Gable. You know, that's why they're cheering. They don't like the original El Grande Americano character. They like Gable. They want Gable to get a shot. They want him to do something. So let them have Gable. My rant is over.
Yep. I agree completely.
We got a little bit of time. Just because it will lead into our song. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened on NXT last week. So our recording times are shuffling around a little bit at the moment. So our NXT news, we might be a week removed. Sometimes we might be more on the buzzer. It all just depends. But we got a new... a new group. We got an addition to a group sort of forming in NXT. We have Birthright, as Charlie Dempsey, William Regal's son, ends up joining up with Uriah Connor's Finlay's son, as well as Alexis King, Brian Pillman Jr., as well as Santino's daughter and fiance, and TNA Knockouts champion. What do you think of this group? And we also got, I guess, the reappearance of both Finlay and Regal as a part of this as well.
I was shocked about the Finlay part, but I always felt like they needed to take advantage of William Regal and actually have him actively working with his son to because the things that William can teach Charlie would make him immensely beneficial. Because there's a lot of people, we always, like, on our Mount Rushmore of comedy people, we always put Santino, we always put R-Truth. One person that often gets forgotten, and it's because of it was an unintentional comedy, was William Regal. And he was also extremely, he could also be extremely serious, he was great in the ring, but he was always able to get the best out of whoever he was working with. So I think the idea of having William Regal there with that group benefits everyone in that group, at least somewhat. And then Finlay was always great, too. So it's good to see him back in the company, working with them, being a trainer and stuff. And I think he could do a great thing with this group, too. So I think they're trying to benefit these second generation wrestlers that none of them have, except Ariana, have the name of their parent. And Ariana only has her actual name, not the name of her father, Santino. So I love this concept because it's like legacy without the characters recognizing their legacy. Want to see where they go from here.
I think we're seeing that a lot more, right? Like if you look at Bron Breakker as a really obvious example, not taking the Steiner name. And if we look further back and we look at Legacy when they came out originally, and you know, we got Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase Jr. And sometimes the, you know, children of superstars struggle a little bit. Bron Breakker did his best stuff, not because he's a Steiner kid. He did his best stuff because he's a good character, good in the ring, and knows what he's doing. And that's not to say that you should completely ignore it. It's kind of like what you said with this blending. You know, if you just wrote down on a piece of paper, Lexus King, Uriah Connors, and Charlie Dempsey, nobody's necessarily going to know, you know, who their parents are. But then you can have Finlay show up, you can have William Regal show up, and enhance the group, give them a little bit of a bump, because it's not like Lexus and Uriah were doing a whole lot prior to this. Ariana, obviously TNA's top woman talent right now, and they've done a lot of TNA crossover, popping over there and poking their nose in, and I've seen a lot of comments like, oh, this is who NXT sends when it's trying to do like an invasion angle. But it's always made sense because Santino's the authority figure over there and Ariana's poking in, but I think this could be the start of something good for this group. You've put them together, you've given them the mentors, and we just got to see where they go. We know there's an NXT tag team number one contender tournament coming up. Maybe they end up coming up through that. We could see them potentially winning that. Who knows? But I want to see things out of this group. The men's division in particular is wide open for anyone's taking. And maybe it's one of these folks. Maybe we're going to build up one of these guys to come up through Whether that's into the North American scene, whether that's into the world title scene, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and you certainly can't have, at least until you like learn what they can actually do on the mic and teach them stuff, having, especially William Regal, but having Will Regal and Finlay able to talk for the group, I think is going to be great until you can establish them as characters and get them over that way. So I think this is going to give opportunity to have nothing but good happen. It's up to them to actually take that opportunity.
All right, well, that leads us into our entrance theme of the week, and that is Mr. Fit Finlay.
My name is Finlay, and I love to fight.
On Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. Jumping over to SmackDown. We got fiddly with it in terms of getting our world title SmackDown match at WrestleMania. So be it. I'm going to blank out the last 6 months. I'm just going to look at where we are and where we're going. And our two, I guess, roads? Drew McIntyre quits, as he seems to always do, and then also comes out and attacks Jacob Fatu during his match, seemingly setting them up for a one-on-one, and Randy Orton obliterates Cody Rhodes and locks himself into the heel role for their match.
I wouldn't say it was he turned out. I think he just became himself.
He listened to the voices.
Yeah, something he hasn't been doing for a couple of years. He's had fun, the stuff that he did with and RK-Bro, and then he had his match with Cena, but he didn't listen to the voices, and he didn't win the title. I think I'm having fun, I'm enjoying this, and I will be interested in seeing where we go from here. But yeah, this is the match we have wanted for the title ever since Cody won it. We have wanted this and wanted this and wanted this, so let's get our night one main event right here.
Yeah, I think it's cool to see Randy Orton flick that switch back sometimes, because he can go and goof off, and that's both, you know, Randy the character and Randy the person. And then when it's go time, you know, title's on the line, it's against Cody Rhodes, your former protege, flick it on, listen to them voices, might be some punt kicks here and there, and it immediately makes the match more, like, fun to watch. If it was just two best pals going at it at WrestleMania for the title, I think it would be a lot less fun than this way. And as much as people, you know, been asking for a Cody Rhodes heel turn, it's probably not going to happen. And so it's the next best thing. Put some heat on the fire and let them go at each other, I'm sure, for the next 2 or 3 weeks as we head into WrestleMania.
Yep, I think it's just going to be fun. That's basically what we can say.
Yeah. And talking about WrestleMania, we got ourselves one more match. announced. We knew Brock Lesnar was going to be issuing an open challenge. Maybe it was going to be answered on the night. Well, we got it answered this week on Raw as Obafemi lays out Brock Lesnar and claims that shot.
And I will say this, Brock Lesnar must really like Oba, because not only did he, is he deciding to work with Oba, but it was not very subtle, but he made Obafemi stand on him while pointing at the at the WrestleMania sign that everybody does. So I think that's going to give us, I think honestly, a lot of Brock Lesnar's best matches since he returned from the UFC have been when he respects his opponent. And so I'm excited, because this is an opportunity to give Obafemi the jetpack we constantly talk about. And it'll be potentially another person Brock Lesnar makes ever since breaking the streak.
Yeah, I think when we were on paper and we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, you know, who's going to be his opponent, and Obafemi obviously makes a whole lot of sense, and it was the top running suggestion for that. It wasn't, you know, a match with Lesnar can go greatly, and a match with Lesnar can go less great. And as you said, a few of my concerns are alleviated with how he's already been interacting with Obafemi, with that openness to make him look good. And that should, hopefully, fingers crossed, translate to a match at WrestleMania where Femi comes out of it looking like $1 million. We got a lot of strong folks around at the moment, but Femi could very well be that next big monster at the top, the ruler of the main roster. And I like the guy, I like his presentation. Give me as much Obafemi as possible.
Yeah.
You go.
Oba's clearly the future. He is a massive personality, and I think this is going to set him up to maybe have his own Brock Lesnar rookie year. We could see him maybe win a Money in the Bank, or if they decide to bring the King of the Ring tournament back, he wins that and then goes on to SummerSlam.
100%. I think he is not far from a world title. If, depending how it goes at WrestleMania, if Obafemi comes out on top, months away from, possibly weeks away from a championship. If Obafemi loses, still looking great, you know, maybe it is a bit more of that 6+ months, but it's soon. It will be before next year's WrestleMania, I'm sure. In backstage segments, in ad break segments, we've been seeing another recent main roster debutant in Danhausen popping up and around, cursing everybody left, right, and center, it seems. And on SmackDown, his curse landed on The Miz and eventuated with Jelly Roll, smacking him upside the mush, potentially leading to another WrestleMania match?
Yeah, I'd be all for it. I'm absolutely loving Danhausen. I am dying laughing any time he comes out on the screen. The stuff he does like between commercial breaks that they put on like YouTube with him with the cannons, t-shirt cannons and stuff. I am so happy he came to WWE, because I'm just enjoying it. I never saw him in AEW because I don't care about AEW. But I am absolutely thrilled with everything that they've done. And I'm excited to see him wrestle, too, whenever they want to do that. And maybe have his debut match being in a WrestleMania match featuring Jelly Roll and Miz. I think I would be all for it.
Yeah. And I'll be, you know, the first person to admit, when that debut happened, I wasn't sure. You know, he very well could have fallen flat. The crowd didn't mega receive it, and didn't quite connect with me. And I was left going like, you know, did we really need to waste some time on this? But as the weeks have gone on, and he's continued his shtick, I've bought into it. You know, he's turned me around. One of those ones where a little bit of a lackluster debut or a piece that doesn't connect didn't ruin the man. You know, they kept going, they doubled down, and it wrapped all the way back around to the point where I also want to see him hit the ring. I think in terms of all of his curses that he's put out so far, this one probably makes the quickest sense. We know Jelly Roll chose to, from all of the backstage stuff, chose to lose his match so that there was a want, you know, next time he comes back to see him avenge that loss. And within tag match, nice easy way to cover anybody when, you know, you're a celebrity or not a full-time wrestler. Danhausen gets his debut, you know, big spotlight match. Miz, solid talent, one of the best. In terms of who the fourth can be, I'm sure Danhausen can find somebody else to curse along the way and throw them into that, you know, curse the New Day on Raw, maybe throw Grayson Waller in there if you really want to, bounce him over to SmackDown for that. But when your shtick is just cursing people backstage, it's really easy to start feuds and to insert people into matches, and yep. That's not a tag match I'd hate.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been what, about 4 weeks or so, and the crowd is absolutely eating up, and they chant with him, "You are cursed." He's over. There is no way to say it other than that. He is an over wrestler without having wrestled yet. He won. This isn't a character that will ever win the world championship. I don't believe so, unless there's like some really like change in it. But you don't have to win a world championship to be a megastar, and he is essentially at this point a megastar.
It is fair, and we're running out of time here. But I'm just gonna say this sentence: Penta, Dragon Lee, Intercontinental Championship. Raw banger. Run it back. Give me this 100 times. Inject it into my veins. Penta can do no wrong. This guy has put on banger after banger. Give me more.
Yeah. I think the Intercontinental Championship could be our multi-man ladder match at WrestleMania, and I don't think anybody would have an issue with it.
As long as Penta gets to keep it and we get to keep seeing Penta matches, I won't have a problem. Alrighty, well, that is us running out of time this week. It's been great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will catch you next week. Down from three, go, press X to reload. Deadly still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never an error on record, there's the one to protect you. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.